Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron reaffirm strong commitment to India-France strategic partnership. Jointly inaugurate a new Indian consulate in French city of Marseille. Prime Minister leaves for Washington, D.C. on a two-day visit to U.S. after concluding his successful trip to France. Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah asserts government taking special measures to ensure uniform and balanced development of cooperatives across states. Retail inflation eases to five-month low of 4.31% in January. And in cricket, India clean sweeps three-match ODI series, defeating England by 142 runs in final fixture at Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron have reaffirmed their strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. During the bilateral talks in Paris, the two leaders reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defense, civil nuclear energy, and space. They also held discussions on boosting technology, innovation, and investment ties, with special focus on the upcoming India-France Year of Innovation in 2026. Mr. Modi, along with the French president, reached the historic French city of Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements, including the co-chairing of the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit. The two leaders also held delegation-level talks after their arrival in Marseille. A joint statement outlining the roadmap for future cooperation was adopted, with 10 key agreements signed in areas including civil nuclear energy, environment, and culture. This afternoon, Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron jointly inaugurated the new Indian consulate in Marseille. This new consulate will serve four regions in southern France. A large number of Indian diaspora members gathered to witness the historic occasion. The two leaders also visited International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, ITER, project in Cadarache. Both leaders also paid tributes to Indian soldiers who had sacrificed their lives during the First and Second World Wars at the Mazar-e-Kai War Cemetery. Further deepening maritime ties, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron visited the Marseille port. The leaders also reviewed the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor in Marseille, highlighting its role in enhancing regional connectivity and economic integration. Briefing media in Marseille today, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, Prime Minister Modi and French President Macron, during their talks, exchanged views on the recent geopolitical developments in Europe, West Asia, and the Indo-Pacific during the talks.
The leaders exchanged views on recent geopolitical developments in Europe, in West Asia, in the Indo-Pacific, and discussed a number of these issues of global and regional importance. These discussions covered the entire gamut of our deep and diverse strategic partnership. The two leaders reviewed progress in the areas of defense, in the area of space, civil nuclear cooperation, and in the areas of health, as well as people-to-people cooperation between the two sides.
The Foreign Secretary said artificial intelligence, AI, was a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides. Let's go over to our correspondent, Raja Durai, who is covering the Prime Minister's visit. Raja Durai, what were the key takeaways from the Prime Minister's visit to France?
Saira, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to France has marked a new chapter in the India-France strategic partnership. A major highlight was the emphasis on artificial intelligence. Both countries co-chaired the AI summit. They have set the stage for future collaboration in AI research and development. India and France also launched a landmark declaration on artificial intelligence, focused on promoting safe and trustworthy AI system. The visit also underscored growing collaboration in civil nuclear energy, especially with the development of small modular reactors and advanced modular reactors. As you know that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has announced it in the last budget, this cooperation in civil nuclear energy is crucial as both nations prepare to address global challenges, including the need for sustainable and secure energy solutions. It depends on the ongoing cooperation in areas like joint development of Scorpene submarines and advanced military technologies. It signals strong strategic alignment. Prime Minister Modi also invited the French army to explore India's Pinaka MBLR system. It is marking another important step in India-France defense cooperation. In the Indo-Pacific, the launch of India-France Triangular Development Cooperation stands as a key outcome aimed at fostering regional development and cooperation. And the expanded use of India's unified payment interface in France, this will facilitate real-time payments. This is another important outcome. Lastly, the discussions around global issues like UN Security Council reforms and Ukraine conflict, the West Asia issues, and France continued support for India's permanent membership in UN. This illustrates a growing diplomatic alignment that extends beyond bilateral matters to global governance and security. Overall, the visit sets the stage for a deeper, multifaceted India-France partnership, Shaira.
Thanks, Rajadurai, for a very comprehensive report of the Prime Minister's visit. Prime Minister Modi has since left for Washington, D.C. on a two-day visit to United States after wrapping up his successful visit to France. Mr. Modi will reach Washington, D.C. in the wee hours tomorrow, where he will hold bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. Recently, talking to media about Mr. Modi's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, the Prime Minister will be among the first few world leaders to visit the U.S. following the inauguration of the U.S. President.
At the invitation of the President of the United States of America, Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi will pay an official working visit to the United States on 12th and 13th of February. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the United States since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Donald Trump. Prime Minister would be amongst the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of President Trump.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Washington, D.C., Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with President Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders, and members of the Indian community. Mr. Modi has been invited to visit the U.S. within barely 3 weeks of the new administration taking office. This shows the importance of the India-U.S. partnership. The visit will be a valuable opportunity to engage the new administration on all areas of mutual interest. There has been a close rapport between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump, dating back to Mr. Trump's first term. There is a convergence of interests between the two countries in a number of areas, including trade, investment, technology, defense cooperation, counterterrorism, security of the Indo-Pacific, and people-to-people relations. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah asserted that the government is taking special measures to ensure the uniform and balanced development of cooperatives across the states. Mr. Shah was addressing the first meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Cooperation in New Delhi. He said the government is taking steps to address regional disparity in the development of cooperatives in the country. He said the work to develop the National Cooperative Database is almost complete. Mr. Shah added that the information about cooperative societies across the country, categorized by region, is now available at one click. The Income Tax Bill 2025 is scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The bill, which is aimed at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax, has been listed in the business of the House. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is also scheduled to be tabled in the Lok Sabha tomorrow, which is the last day of the first part of the budget session of Parliament. India's retail inflation eased to a five-month low of 4.31% in January, down from 5.22% in December, as the rate of increase in food prices slowed. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, Food inflation rate for last month based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index is provisionally reported at 6.02%, down from 8.39% recorded in December. The ministry said that the headline and food inflation were lowest after August 2024. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has announced that it will soon issue 50 rupee denomination banknotes in the Mahatma Gandhi New Series bearing the signature of Governor Sanjay Malhotra. Furthermore, all previously issued 50 rupee banknotes by the Reserve Bank will continue to be legal tender. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest losses in a volatile trade today. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex shed 122 points to close at 76,171. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 fell 26 points to settle at 23,045. And now, news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. Around 2 crore devotees have taken the holy dip in the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, since morning on Magh Purnima today. Performing the sacred bathing ritual on the occasion holds great relevance. It also marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpavas, with a grand festival hosting more than 10 lakh Kalpavasis this year. Our correspondent reports that so far around 48 crore 25 lakh devotees have taken the holy bath at the mega event.
Saints, devotees, Kalpavasis and pilgrims from all walks of life today took the holy dip on Magh Purnima. Flower petals were showered on devotees at Triveni Sangam. In this trend, senior BJP leader and MP Jagdambika Pal also visited Mahakumbh and said,
"Yahane pe jo ek sukh ki anubhut hai, uski shayad vyakhya nahi ki ja sakti, usko paribhashit nahi kiya ja sakta. Wo keval Sangam pe aake hi Prayagraj mein us sukh ki anubhut mehsoos ki ja sakti hai."
Former India Test cricket captain Anil Kumble and film actor Sunil Shetty also took a holy dip. During the occasion, Mr. Shetty said,
"Aise vyavastha kahin nahi ho sakti aur main genuinely kehta hu bahut humbling moment raha mere liye, meri zindagi ka sabse auspicious day."
Among the international dignitaries, former Norwegian Minister for Climate and Environment Erik Solheim visited the Mahakumbh and said that it is not just the largest spiritual event in the world but also the biggest human congregation in history. Other devotees also shared their experience with Akashvani News.
Mera naam Mahavir Singh hai, bahut acche dhang se intezam hai, prashasan bahut acche dhang se kaam kar raha hai.
On Magh Purnima, separate pathways were used for entry and exit to safeguard the flow of devotees to avoid any chaos. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Ravidas Jayanti, the birth anniversary of Sant Ravidas, founder of the Bhakti movement, is being celebrated across the country today. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister greeted the people on the occasion. The birth anniversary of great thinker, social reformer and ardent nationalist Maharishi Dayan Saraswati is also being observed today. Paying tributes to the great social reformer in a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Maharishi Dayanand remained engaged throughout his life in making the society aware against ignorance, superstitions and ostentation. On to sports now. In men's cricket, India has clean sweeped the three-match ODI series after defeating England by 142 runs in the final clash in Ahmedabad today. Chasing a target of 357 runs, the visitors were bundled out for 214 runs in 34.2 overs. Earlier put into bat, India were all out for 356 runs in the stipulated 50 overs. The daunting total was powered by Shubman Gill's incredible century of 112 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron reaffirm strong commitment to India-France strategic partnership, jointly inaugurate new Indian consulate in French city of Marseille. Prime Minister leaves for Washington, D.C. on a two-day visit to U.S. after concluding his successful trip to France. Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah asserts government taking special measures to ensure uniform and balanced development of cooperatives across states. Retail inflation eases to five-month low of 4.31% in January. And in cricket, India clean sweeps three-match ODI series, defeating England by 142 runs in final fixture at Ahmedabad. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.